folks, welcome into Pro Football Ireland. Michael McQuaid here. Hope you're doing well. Bank holiday in the north, so getting the chance to relax if you're in the 26. Sorry about that, lads and ladies. Different podcast today. We have got a segment from our show in Dublin, which took place towards the Super Bowl, where we got Tadhg Leader and Ross Bulger. Tadhg and Ross. Tadhg has got the Leader Kicking Academy training different athletes to try and make it into the NFL, and he's just done fantastic over the last few months. He's over in the US now, so I thought it'd be the right time not only to bring this podcast to light, but just to show people exactly the great work that he is doing. Ross has played GAA, and he's at the age where he's got a really, really good chance of making it, both in the NCAA, CFL and NFL, and maybe potentially the XFL also. So I know we all have our hopes for both of these guys, and just continue success to Tadhg. But this is recorded in the Woolshed in Dublin. Richard Graves is the host, Jeff Reinbold is there also, and I'm standing in the crowd in admiration of these ones. But I can't speak highly enough of Tadhg for his support, and Ross is a gentleman. Ross's father is a great man as well. So if you didn't get a chance to go to Dublin, enjoy this podcast, and we've got some unbelievable guests this week. Stay tuned.
I've invited Tadhg and Ross up to stage. In Tadhg, we've got the owner of the Leader Kicking Academy, one man trying to promote European talent and give them a pathway into the National Football League. In Ross, we've got another, a young man trying to make his way in the NFL. Tadhg, I'll start with you because you're a former rugby player. You've played in the CFL as well. You've had experience playing in the Polish League. Just talk to us a little bit about your path and what's led you now to setting up your own company to try and promote others' talent.
But yeah, long story short, rugby was the background, and it was over in the US playing. And when COVID came along, I just went kicking balls for a bit of crack, just for a bit of fun, love kicking. And then pretty quickly that led to me retiring from leaving my job in rugby, calling my team. I was under contract and we're like maybe 6 weeks out from the start of the season. And I said, well, I'm going to try to play American football. So I went down that route for maybe two years, say, and that kind of led me, as you said, to the Spring League, where I crossed paths with this man for the first time, and very helpful in my journey, because it's quite hard having never played college football or any football, actually. So, the Spring League, and then the European League of Football, which I think is trying to be the equivalent of, you're talking about the European NFL back in the day, and then most recently up in Hamilton Tigercats in the CFL. Again, unfortunately, I just missed him by a season, but that's a very brief version of my journey there.
What do you make of this man, Jeff? Because he did come onto your radar and you did recommend him.
Yeah, I remember when we were in the Spring League, and then what the Spring League was, a developmental league that was, you know, when the XFL went down and the USFL went down, there's all this talent pool that has no place to play. So this league was put together, and it really was a good league. A number of guys, there are guys playing in the NFL now that played in that league that spring. And so I keep hearing stories about this Irish kicker on one of the other teams. And so I made sure that I had an opportunity to meet Tadhg. I watched him kick. I was impressed with him, obviously his leg strength, and he was still in the developmental stages in terms of his technique and all of those things. But I said, hey, I called the personnel department in Hamilton, and I said, there's a kid here, he's an Irish kid, and I think he's got a chance. And we put him on what the new, in Canada, they draft only Canadian talent, only Canadian-born players. So you have to get other players, what they call non-imports, or imports rather, through other means. And we had what's called a negotiation list. Each team is able to put 35 players on that list, and then they can negotiate exclusively with those players. So Hamilton put Tadhg on the list. They signed him. They brought him to training camp. And I want to tell you something. He experienced one of those magical moments for a kicker where it was the last exhibition game, was it not?
Yeah.
Last exhibition game. He came and he'd done a good job. He kicked. They're driving down at Hamilton, which is a great stadium to play in, a lot of history, all kinds of stuff. They're driving down to try and kick the winning field goal, and out trots this red-headed Irish kid, right? And he drills it, and they, there's a dog pile in the middle of the field. And so, you know, again, no matter what you can say about his, I don't know anything about his rugby career. I don't know anything about his athletic career prior to his football career, but he was able to have that one shining moment that every kicker lives for. And I'm really, really proud of what he's done.
And I guess that's brought us to where we are now. And this young man, Ross Bolger, who I believe is quite a talent, isn't he?
Yeah, Ross is class. He's only maybe 4.5 months in, and the lad is top end. And once I always knew I wanted to try, and he's a Gaelic football background, rugby background, and to me it was obvious that there was Irish lads could do this. There was just no pathway. So you have to be ginger, yeah. That's one of the most important things. Otherwise, you have no chance. We knew that was coming. I was just so surprised it actually took that long.
It's nice of you to bring your little brother up here.
But yeah, it was. And just as Jeff was chatting about there around the idea of kind of getting caught, the pro ranks is a ruthless thing. So when I was a free agent, was like, I came back to Ireland in August to do that. The Aer Lingus call it the game at the Aviva Stadium, basically. And I said I wanted to see what the kicking talent was in Ireland, and if it was as good as I'd hoped it would be, I want to give this a crack and try and do this and get this pathway going. So that's what it was. And then my very first session, this my little brother came along, and I was saying to Jeff outside, we were just kicking into a net, so like a 7 yards, there was no goalpost, just kicking 7 yards, but literally just seeing him warm up, I was like, Jesus, this lad can bang it. And in fairness to him and his parents and stuff, the last, say, 4.5 months, he's been working extremely hard, ambidextrous, can bang field goals, punt off either leg. So that's, you know, there's just so much bloody talent that it's just, he needs a pathway. And thankfully, Ross is kind of trailblazing that for the next crop, the next, say, generation. There's more and more coming. And just for me, it's class to get to work with lads like this. And like, we're going to make a huge impact. Don't doubt that for a second. Like, it's going to work. It's going to happen like the Australians have done. It's just, I guess, it's starting now. And as I said, this fella here is going to hopefully, put Ireland on the map from the kicking and punting perspective.
Well, Ross, absolutely. Give him a round of applause. That's a fairly glowing commendation for you from TAG. How important is this man to what you're trying to achieve right now?
Oh, very important. Like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for TAG. Like, when I first started it, months before that, it was just something I'd dream of, basically. I was a huge fan. I've been watching the NFL every Sunday since about 2015. And then just watching the odd kicker miss, probably get a little field goal, I'd be thinking to myself, geez, I'd love to give that a go.
Hang on, back that up. Geez, I'd love to give that a go.
Yeah.
Geez, I could have made that.
Yeah. And so I had a few balls there during COVID, and I was kicking a few in the back garden, and then once COVID eased off, I just went back to playing football and that. And then just last September, I saw Tyke promoting it on Instagram. I just signed up for it and went to that session that he was talking about. And then just since then, me and him have obviously got on really well, but the work that he's put in as well has been unreal. And then we also have Brendan Cowell and Ken Kane working with us over in America as well, who are doing a lot of dirty work over there as well. So, Tyke's just been unreal.
We've spoken about the International Player Pathway Programme. The scouting combine's coming up. General managers, player personnel are looking for new talent. If any of them, or if all of them, somehow came across a recording of tonight's event here, you had a chance to sell yourself to them, what sort of guy would they be getting in you?
Oh, well, I'm just based on my GA and rugby career, I've been a big time player. I can handle pressure. I take free kicks for years for my football team, and I was a kicker in rugby. So for years, I kind of practice wise, like, I would have split it in, like, when split up the practice wise. I'd be kicking in rugby. I just take that as a game in itself. So I could do an hour, hour and a half of kicking just by itself without even running, really. And then it's the same Gaelic football as well. Like frees, I just focus on that. But now with this new sport, I can just completely put all my eggs in one basket and focus on one kick, take it kick by kick, and just live for that moment, live for that opportunity.
Jeff, what would you say to that?
I'm curious. I got to ask this question about when, and this is to both of you two guys, because, you know, I've been really blessed to have had some great kickers that kicked for us in the Canadian Football League, then went on and kicked in the National Football League. And one of them you saw this year in the playoffs have one of those, how many golfers in here? Okay, then you know what I'm talking about. When you go out there and you got a one footer and you can't hit it, right? And it's, you can't hit it again and he can't hit it again. Brett Maher, who played...
I'm a Cowboys fan, and he's hit his ducks there, Jake.
All right. And the reason I bring that up, Brett is one of the kids I coached in Hamilton. I had him for 1 year in Hamilton. He's a fantastic kid. And I'm telling you, the look I saw on his face after the thing, it was the third or the fourth one that he missed, was just pure shock, right? People don't understand how difficult what they do, the kickers in the National Football League do.
Your boy's solid.
Now, I will tell you this, that the hardest part about their job is not the physical part, it's the mental part. Tag, what are you doing to help this young guy with the mental stress and the mental pressure of being a big-time kicker?
Yeah, that was the biggest advancement I had to make coming to the sport, because a lot of the lads, so I got trained in San Diego where all the, you know, all the NFL free agents and the lads train in the offseason. And they'll say just 90% mental, 10% physical. Because that stage, everyone's pretty good. So it's just around in training environments. The biggest thing for me was kind of recognizing, like, seeing the opportunity in the moment you're about to get, what's about to happen, like being very positive and seeing it. Like that game winner in Hamilton for me. A year or two earlier, I would have been probably a little bit scared, but just because it was maybe a big moment. But learning to reframe the situation around, like, see the opportunity in it, and like just like allow yourself to release and go after it. Don't be timid, don't hold back. So we talk about that all the time. Or in training, we just try and bring in kind of, you know, game winner moments and try and put an extra bit of pressure on them. And Ross has nailed, we've probably done it 7-8 times. Don't do it all the time, because otherwise it loses its the impact on it. Exactly. Every single time the lad has nailed it. Every single time. So that just, when I see that, I'm like, Jesus, this boy's good. This lad's good. He just needs to get an opportunity. And one thing I do want to say, the reason he's got so much interest is because the Irish support and social media, as you know, it's critical for the recruiting ground. It's like the support from Irish people, and I imagine a lot of the people in this room, has been unreal to just like help push it to another level, get more eyes, get more exposure. So I just want to make sure I got that in and said thank you, because it's helped him a lot. A lot of big D1 coaches are slipping into his DMs and just introducing themselves. So,
but that's fantastic to hear. Tag, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming tonight. Ross, we'll be following your career closely. We wish you all the luck in the world and hope to see big things of you in the future. Ross Bolger, ladies and gentlemen.